Hi, this is a dictation for Brandon Young, BRANDONYOUNG, date of birth 6/3/1986. And date of accident is 3/9/2021. Date of procedure is 9/20/2022. Mr. Brandon Young is here for this procedure. Interlaminar lumbar epidural with fluoroscopy, number 2 epidurogram. Medical indications. Mr. Brandon Young injured on 3/9/2021 in an auto-blast T-bone on a passenger side as a first-hand driver, leading to headaches with TBI symptoms and pain in the lower back and pain in the left shoulder. The patient continued treatment with physical therapy and all, and had an IME exam, and all the MRI that were done from a place called ScanClear reported all the MRIs to be completely normal. The patient continued to suffer, and a decision was made to try a repeat MRI at a better location, like M1 imaging. And it was found that the MRIs were positive for C2, C3, C3, C4, C4, 5, C5, 6, posterior central disc herniation, as well as C6, 7, and 8 disc work. In addition, L5, S1 disc was herniated, and L4, L5, and L3, L4 disc is bulging. Now, these findings were not present in the previous MRI. And it was confirmed by the IME physician that nothing wrong with the neck. In addition, his brain MRI showed evidence of traumatic brain injury. And hence, it appears that the service was not done good for him. The patient requires a series of injections to the lumbar epidural and cervical epidural to bring him reasonable relief and improve his ADLs and decrease the need for pain medication and put him back to work and decrease the need for surgery. So the procedure for interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection is being done time one today, and it will be repeated 4 to 6 times based on his response. So the procedure is being done according to the protocol, along with epidurogram that President patient left the office in a stable condition. Thank you.